Time for our weekly Holton football locker room chat. Justin Fluke with you, joined by head coach Brooks Parda. The Wildcats sit at 3-3 on the season, going into a huge district showdown, a district title game this week against Hayden. But let's go back and look at last week, coach. Maybe a game that you've tried to kind of forget about. I mean, it wasn't a district game. It wasn't a league game, so it didn't really mean a lot in the grand scheme. But certainly, I know, didn't play well and wasn't real happy with the outcome against Rossville, losing 28-0. So have you tried to move on from that game real quickly? Or is there some learning things in that game that might help here going forward?
Well, I think, first of all, I think they played really well. Offensively, they did some nice things that adjusted to what we did to them last year. And then I thought we kind of panicked, and we had some people that didn't have their eyes in the right place and didn't play great initially defensively. And then I think we came back and played probably well enough to win defensively. And then you know, defensively, they surprised us with what they did, and it's not something we hadn't seen, but they were really aggressive with their secondary, and when that happens, our backs have to make somebody miss or miss a tackle, and if we'd have, you know, could have forced a couple missed tackles, we'd probably had some long runs and big plays, and I guess give them credit for their tackling, but we just weren't very efficient on offense, and you know, the whole week was kind of that way. We had a lot of things working against us with, you know, we had to alter our practices and some sickness, and we just didn't overcome those things very well.
I was going to ask you about the defense, specifically maybe the secondary. I mean, it's a team that, unlike any others that you had faced this season, you know, threw the football 25 times. Seemed like you kind of shut down the run, and you forced them into some third and longs, but it just seemed like couldn't quite get off the field on third downs defensively last week.
Well, you know, I thought our defensive line really dominated and took away the run game for them. We had them in a lot of bad situations, and we're just not aggressive enough in the secondary, and we had a couple chances for some picks and some balls that could have went either way, and their receivers made some really good catches.
So I guess the big question is how's the team moved on? I mean, you'd picked up some momentum, and I felt like really started to build some confidence. You had won three games in a row, and you're still 2-0 in district, but how's the team kind of bounced back from a bit of a humbling loss last week?
Yeah, we felt, you know, I would say that I told them I thought it was a bad loss, and that we had really broken our momentum as far as getting better as a team, and especially offensively, we'd lost our momentum. So I think they've done a good job this week, and sometimes you have to make some adjustments to what you can do with the people you have and be ready for some things as far as how you match up with the defense and what they're going to do to you. So we've made some adjustments and done some things to be ready for some of those situations that hurt us the other night.
Yeah, certainly a big-time district title type motivating matchup against a rival going into the game at Hayden this Friday night. We'll take a quick break and talk more with Coach Parda about this Week 7 matchup right after this. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Parda. It's Holton-Hayden week, rivalry, of course, and a big one because it's kind of a district showdown. It's the final district game of the year for Hayden, and this year, Coach, you go to their place after beating Hayden a couple times last season. So talk about this year's Hayden team and what you're kind of looking forward to the matchup.
Well, I think both teams are really, for the most part, different teams. I think they have a few more players back than we do. We feel like we match up well. They do the same thing that they always do. They're gonna run their wing T stuff and try to drive it down the field, and then they're gonna break it and spread you all over the field and try to make some big plays. So it's just a matter of, I think, who plays well and hangs on to the football and who can, you know, who makes the big plays and the short yardage plays.
Is speed kind of the strength of Hayden? Is that one of the biggest concerns, I guess, this week, is just being able to contain and not allow their speed to hurt you on the outside?
Yeah, I think from our terms, you know, I don't know that we match up with their speed, so we're going to have to be really careful. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with position and leverage. And if they get out and past us, they're probably going to be gone. So we have to keep them in the box. And if they make catches, we got to get them on the ground. We got to tackle really well this week.
Talk a little bit about leadership. We've noted that it's a smaller senior class, of course, but, you know, going into a big game like this and all of a sudden, you know, I mean, the season's only a few weeks long if you aren't playing well. So is this a team that you feel like has got some leaders and really still capable of making a push and getting a lot better here in these final couple weeks before the playoffs?
Well, I think it's a small group, and this group has all been a part of that in the last couple of years, so... they know what it's going to be like. They've been in this environment. I think they're excited about who they are as a team. And I think we've realized all along it was going to take this this team some time, and we're probably not where we need to be or can be. The thing with this game is it probably gives the winning team an advantage in the playoffs, but just like last year, both teams could certainly advance all the way back to the semifinals.
No doubt. Well, we look forward to a great game here tonight on Friday. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck against Hayden.
All right, thank you.
Holton Weekly Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Farmers State Bank in Holton, also by Community Healthcare System, and by Boomer Steakhouse.